I call this meeting of the URA to order. And now,
please say the date, please.
The date is the, what did we just say? Was the February 27th. And now I will take a roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Sue Strom is online. Are you here, Stu?
I'm here. I can see you.
Excellent. Hi. And Jackie?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. Frank?
Here.
I'm here. Tim Bush is here. The mayor is not here yet, but we're expecting him. Tracy is
will not
excused.
Be here.
And we have not heard from Jackie Kaufman. But we do have a quorum. But we do have a quorum. Thank you. What do I have to read?
And now you just go through the agenda. So we did call to order. So now we're on goal.
All right. So we're going to discuss to develop the Urban Renewal Agency goals for fiscal year 2024-2025. And we're going to go on to review sections 9 and 10, right? No, 4 and 5. I'm terrible at Roman numerals. The Urban Renewal Agency Plan, is that where we're going?
Plan goals. So on the goals, we're doing a goal setting session similar to what we did with the city council to establish the goals. However, what I wanted to point out is in the plan, we identify the goals of the URA up front, you know, and that's part of creating a URA. You put goals of what it needs to achieve. So more than anything, we know what the goals are, but I believe the board needs to prioritize the goals for this year, and they can change your priorities every year on how we want to what we want to use the URA to go after and accomplish. So this year,
I did bring them up on the screen.
Yes, and this year's budget under the URA, we identified, just so you know where we're at this year, we did I&I improvement. We did transfers to the public.
No audio. I can see what's going on, but I get no audio.
As to the things that are in the plan, as to the things that are in the approved urban renewal district plan, because if you're going to change that, there's process to go back to the other taxing entities that are affected. It's like we can't.
And it just looked like last year, or what I was trying to say is under the, they prioritize I&I and the public safety building. And
what's I&I? Inflow and infiltration, it's what causes our sewer system to need.
So this year, the I&I that they've done, so it's kind of odd this year. So we had I&I in both the city budget and in the URA. They have not used the URA I&I budget yet. They've been still working within the city budget.
So, is that because it's outside the map for the URA, or is it just how it's worked out?
No, it's just that they, it was allocated in both places, which I don't know. I don't know.
So the idea, was, remember we talked about this last year, was using the URA's I&I budget to do the main line on Business 20 that needed to be done. But we were still going ahead and doing with the city plan, all the manhole, all the manhole linings and that stuff.
And so on Business 20, parts that they did do originally slated to be replaced.
Right.
They ended up lining.
Right.
So the cost was substantially less. I think that number was for replacement and the lining was substantially cheaper. So they ended up lining it and saving a bunch of money, and they handled it within the budget. So in all technicality, that URA money is still there.
Okay.
So it could carry into the next year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Let me check the I&I in the, where we're at in the city's budget. Bear with me.
You only have 500 pages to look through.
Yeah, I didn't know where I'm at.
Jackie, do you have a question? Councilor Burns, do you have a question?
Sorry. So I&I, are we talking improved infrastructure? Is that what that is?
I&I is inflow and infiltration. It's where when we're talking about our stormwater system and our wastewater system, it's where we have either breaks in the line, breaks in our infrastructure, where water gets in, and that's what causes the issues with our wastewater system, such as what we had to have the memorandum of agreement with DEQ to get a whole bunch of stuff cleaned up.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we put...
That's right.
So here's what we did in the main. We put 500,000, half a million in the city's budget.
Right.
In addition to this 241,000.
Right.
And as of halfway through the year, we'd only spent 10% of that budget so far.
10% of the city's budget or?
Cities.
Okay.
So we've only spent about $45,000.
Okay. Pardon me. What?
Yeah. So of the 500,000 allocated.
Okay.
Now you got to realize we had a changeover. Yep. We lost a public works director. We had a gap between, we got back on. He is getting projects lined back up, but we are not going to use that half million up this year.
Right. So, if my memory serves me, so we've done the Highway 20 pipe that we needed to do, and we done the identified manholes to be lined. Those were the two projects we've done I&I wise, correct?
We have fulfilled the
MOA.
MOA with
DEQ.
DEQ, but we do have more that has been identified that we can do outside that MOA.
Okay. Okay.
So we still, even though we're out of the MOA now, we still have to report our I&I and what we're doing for like the next few years.
Yeah.
Because coming out of that MOA, to say that you just didn't stop.
So for those of you that don't have the history on I&I, when we did a wastewater study back in 2010, there were many things identified. We TV'd this place and there was a lot identified in there. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, a lot of projects were not done that were identified. And so in the process, all that built up, and that's how we ended up with our violations with DEQ. DEQ understood that because we already had the list of stuff to do. DEQ gave us the money so that we could get those done in a hurry. And when I say give, I mean loaned.
I was going to say, like, we use this to our advantage.
Well, we did. The aspect of we got a whole lot of stuff done in a short period of time that normally we wouldn't be able to. But one of the things that I have always stated is that we need to stay ahead of this. Because in this town, we still have collectors for sewage running in people's backyards. And what I mean by collectors, they run down the property line in the backyard, and the sewer lines for your house, instead of running out to the street, they run through that collector line in the backyard.
I have one.
Okay. Well, you're not the only one. There are still sections of town where that's the norm. And we've got to get those things taken care of. We got to get them out into the right of way. And one of the things that I would like to see us do is find a way, because that's not the homeowner's fault. Okay. It's the homeowner's responsibility from the toilet to where it goes into the main. Okay. What I don't want to hold the homeowner accountable for is the fact that our collection line is in their backyard. In other words, moving it should not be on them.
Right.
Moving it should be on us. And maybe that's where we get a few of these things done this year, you know, or into next year, now that it looks like we might have a wee bit of a surplus going into next year.
Well, yeah. And I suspect when I was talking to Brian last week about I&I and a little bit this week, we're looking at, he's trying to get some projects together, but we're probably looking at, we're only going to spend about 20% of it. We'll probably get about $100,000 into it this year.
Okay.
So I look at that $500,000 as carryover or that we will have, but we haven't used a dime out of the, what I'm trying to say is.
Right. We haven't used a dime out of
there. So it can be reappropriated or stayed as we look going forward.
I think we ought to leave it in because I know our URA is big enough. There are a lot of I&I issues within just our URA, but we've got to identify them. So maybe a goal should be that we find them and identify them so that we can establish a plan.
Seems fair. Yeah.
What do you guys think online?
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Nate,
be coy, Roy. Sorry, I had to say it.
I get a singing.
Sorry, it's something I've done my whole life, and yeah, it's not going to change. Have we had anyone pick us up on facades?
We have had. I got two applications in. One is complete. One has paid their fees. I have one that is, I haven't looked it over because they haven't paid their fees yet. So as soon as they come in and pay their fees, we can look it over. The problem is he put it in, well, it was Omar. He put in for the roof, but he's almost done with the roof. So I don't know if it's already done. I don't know if we're going to reimburse it or
at the end of the
year. What do we do for... you know, tell them to submit for another project.
He's got some sidewalk projects too he wants to do, so it would qualify as well. The thing is he came in, brought it all in, and then he didn't pay the application fee, so I can't process it. So the other one I just got in last week, it's for Barry Brewster. It's going to be for his above the loft thing there. Mm-hmm. He's putting in Airbnbs. He's re-putting, there's no electricity up there. So he's got the bid. It was about 18,000. So he's trying to get 10,000 to help with the electricity on the Airbnb. Okay. So
good.
That's where he's at on that. And it's, I got the application after we got our goal setting session, probably the first couple of weeks here in March, we'll have another URA meeting to review the application and decide whether to award it.
And what are these applications for again exactly?
For rehabilitation within the URA of
right. Like, so if you want to, if you have,
there was a policy.
That right. We have an, we have a whole policy on it, but essentially if you want to, for example, repaint the front of your building, if you want to put up a new awning, if you want to do physical work that so that that building can be better utilized, the electricity, the electrical work, the roof on the Elks or the Eagles, mm-hmm. right? If you want to do that, that fits within our parameters.
And the city gets put a 2-year lien, I believe, on your property so that you can't fix it up and sell it. If you sell it, all money comes back. If you don't sell it and you keep it for 2 years and it keeps going and the loan is forgiven, it's a $10,000 loan that it sits there. And as long as they hit all the parameters after 2 years, it's forgiven.
I was just going to, because I created that new Facebook for city council. I was going to make a post out and see if any other business wanted to take advantage of it.
I have Omar knows about it. Obviously, Brewster. Krause's, they're aware of it. They just haven't applied for anything yet. They're, I think, just trying to get theirs fixed up enough to sell.
Yeah. So do we have a fact sheet that we can hand out to people on this?
I do not, but one could be made.
That would be awesome because I would love to go and just walk all the businesses and give them the fact sheet.
In our contract, can we make sure that it says they file for all the permits and use licensed contractors?
It all has to have, I believe it has to have estimates of trash.
I just want to encourage people doing this the correct license. Way instead of the
cheap backyard way.
Well, yes. You can do your house cheap backyard way, but you cannot do a commercial business.
They should all be licensed.
I believe our policy says it has to be permitted.
Yes.
I just make
sure that's also on the fact sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That all work must be permitted, blah, blah,
because then you're going to get these people that are going to try and fly under the radar.
And the problem I have on the Omar one, because he's doing it himself.
Well, then that probably that roof probably won't qualify.
Yeah, but he has still been the paper things, and he's almost done with the roof. So I don't know.
And the Hawaiian restaurant's moving out of that building.
Is it now?
Are they? Where are they going
to
go?
Right next to Green Dragon.
They're temporarily going into
where the old hotel.
The Holy Grail until the restaurant's ready at the hotel, and then they're moving them into the hotel. Getting the apartment on the ground floor done for them. I actually talked to the owner. You told me this, so this isn't telephone. And they're going to manage the hotel and run the restaurant.
Awesome.
They're going to have an espresso bar.
The beer is inside.
Well, I told you that. Every time I say that, you look at me like I'm weird or something.
I don't have a bubble
side. So what I'm hearing on the goals side is that we want to continue the rehab program.
Yeah.
More focus on
definitely encourage everybody
and advertising and making it aware of.
One of the other things I'd like us to do, and right now it would just be in the investigating stage. We need to be able to tell people exactly what the status is on the A-frame next to the the Toledo Coffee Depot.
Only thing I know on that is DEQ
Mary Camerata.
Mary said, before you ever purchase that, come talk to me, please, off record.
But that, yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? Right?
I don't know what building you're talking about.
So, you know, the old page?
Across from Ace.
Where it's all boarded up.
Oh, across, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Across from Ace.
Okay. Yeah, the old, like, gas station.
Yes.
Yeah.
We, okay. Within this community, I can think of at least 7 different rumors that circulate around it. We need to have some definitive, this is where it is. This is what's going on with it, because it is blight. And that is one of the things that a URA is tasked to do, is clean that up. And so we need to know where it is in that process.
The county owns it, right?
No, it was in that county. It was in a county tax foreclosure.
Right.
And I don't know that they'd taken title to it yet. We asked them to convey it to the city. And in talking to the county attorney, I'm not sure they're going to do that, because they can convey property if there's no value. But once if they can sell it and make money because what they're really doing is recouping
property taxes
yeah, for all the taxing districts.
So I was told the tanks are still there.
That.
No, the tanks are gone.
Okay.
Well,
so
pretty sure. Here,
so I know I'm saying this in open meeting, so if you want to shoot me later, shoot me later.
Thanks.
Okay. But why don't you have that conversation with Mary? Okay. Because if there is a stumbling block to private ownership of that, maybe that's what we talk to the county about.
I've always wondered why that thing was still standing. It's
okay. You and 3,599 other people.
It was my understanding that,
and I could be wrong,
my understanding, and I haven't been here this long, but the reason that they have a gravel parking lot now is because they tore up all the concrete when they removed the tanks. But I don't know if that's.
I think there is a note in the property file that there were some tanks removed.
Maybe
my worry with Mary's comment was there were additional tanks.
That's what it sounded like to me too, because what is his name, the one that's building the apartments across from the police
station? The guy that came in and did
John.
He looked at it.
John told me he wouldn't touch it.
The abatement for the rest of the tanks was going to be so ungodly expensive, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Right, and that's why I want to talk to Mary,
because
we have access to programs that the public doesn't. And so maybe we can do some sort of a deal with the county where we bring in DEQ, we bring in EPA, we get them to pay for cleaning that up, and then we have a site. So,
excuse me, but I look at that every day.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And what I see over there and what I've heard over there, and it's not rumors, but it's fact that those tanks have been removed. But the problem is that in that particular area, there was not only 1, 2, 3 gas stations and a trucks going on and everything else. So if you dig down at all in that area, you're going to find some polluted gravel, whatever. And it's not because the tanks are there. It's just because it's everywhere. And it would go all over in that area. So,
and that's why I want to find out from DEQ those questions, Stu, because there is money available to fix that, but not to private entities.
No, if you start digging in there, you will be digging a hole that you will not believe. And it's not because there's tanks or anything. It's just...
It's 70, 80 years of crud.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So
if there's no tanks, why don't we just say, hey, cap it off?
Well, that's what we need to find out. Okay.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking for a definitive thing from the county, because like I said, Stu, even with people at the county, I can't get the same answer out of any two of them.
Well, just get the DEQ to say, oh, if the tanks are gone, then we're out of it until somebody starts digging.
Well, and that, and what I don't want to have happen though, Stu, is that it gets sold to some private enterprise, they start digging, and then it stopped dead for another 35 years.
Exactly. Right. So tell them, you buy this, don't dig.
Well, that's what we got to find out from DEQ. Is a don't dig order good enough, or is there something else that needs to be done?
If there's no tanks to dig up, then why should anybody do any digging? Because if they do,
then a foundation,
there could be a problem.
But the problem is how deep do you dig when you got to put in a foundation? That's what I'm driving at. Is I need to know what those parameters are with the state and with the county so that we can see whether we even want to touch it or not.
Now, the first thing is to find out, hey, if we get testimony and whatever else that there's no tanks, will you sign off that there's no tanks and we're okay? Because no matter where you dig in this, in those areas over there, you're going to find some polluted soil.
Right. And what I'm getting at, Stu, is that we can have somebody else pay to clean all that soil up.
There's no way you could clean it up.
Stu, you can.
Yeah, they do. They do it all over the country.
Yep. Yeah. Whenever there's a pollution once still you start like digging that, there, Stu,
that groundwater is going to go and go and go.
Okay.
I have personally dug holes where it's been polluted with diesel fuel and we hauled it off to a contamination lot. So
there's all kinds of
mess deed is the county taking title in 2020 on it and 50 other properties that was recorded when Wayne Belmont was county council on December 8th, 2020. So
the county does own it.
So the county does own it, but...
But I heard that they've been...
The real property's been held by Lincoln County for a period of 2 years.
But he's going to buy it. And once they do, they'll find out what Stu just talked about.
Yep. And that was after the two-year redemption period had run, according to this document. If you're tax foreclosed, you have 2 years to come up with the money to present it to the county to get the property back.
Okay, I got it. So the other goal was, so you can go on, as we got the rec center and we're going to have public safety building.
Right.
Or the community center, I guess.
Yeah, community center.
That's a target.
Yeah. So that's what we, and according to the URA guidelines, goals, there was $1.5 million put away for community center rec area.
Correct.
So that's what we have towards that. And then on the public safety building, I believe it was like $5.5 million that was earmarked out of there for public safety building.
Right.
So right now we're using $340,000 of it. That has been transferred, it's going to be used.
Right. That was our 23-24 line items for the public safety building.
So, I don't know. To me, the goals seem pretty simple. We're kind of staying right where we're at. And how do we want to prioritize it? What's our number one? What's our number two, three, four? You know, is one I&I, is one rehab, community center, public safety building? You know, those are kind of where we at.
I mean, I think the three are all equally important. Mm-hmm. And then the rehabbing buildings, if it happens, yes. Great. If it doesn't.
I think there's four of them. And I think all four, I don't think one, any of them should be slided to another one.
No.
Because they're all vital. And they're vital that we keep them going and keep working on.
I agree.
Four were what again?
And estimating.
Okay, the four were I&I, community center,
public safety building, and business rehabilitation slash upgrades.
It's only parcel one that got foreclosed. That's probably,
Something that we probably ought to start investigating, which means probably have to put a little bit of money aside for a study, because it works in this line. And it may be, I mean, we can probably just do it through the planning department and make it fairly cheap, is what do we need to do on Main Street sidewalks? What do we need to do on Business 20 sidewalks? What are the, you know, which stupid trees do we put in that actually do what we're supposed to do instead of just slapping trees in there and then watching us have to tear them out again 20 years later?
He met with someone from the National Audubon Society, and they went through and identified what we had and what we needed.
Okay, we got to find that list. And
that was one of the state agencies that did that, because we were talking about doing that at one of the annual conferences.
She talked about meeting with somebody one day and going over all of that. I thought she did it. So I don't know if we need to contact her or if that's written down somewhere.
I can tell you what you don't want. You don't want plum trees.
Really, you think?
Why not?
I don't know, because when I was in Union, they did all plum trees, and oh man, what a mess.
Okay, that's what they took out, because it tore everything up. And then they put this stuff in, and it tore everything up. I don't want to do this again.
Yeah. The plumless plums, they ended up putting on plums. So.
Yeah, well, ours ended up putting on those thumb-sized red ones.
Yeah. And they make a nice mess.
It's like throwing.
I'll be quiet about my additional duty when. 2015, I was also the planner as well as the tree forester, and that's a tree combined with the planning commission. We did work on a list of trees way back when.
Where was that at?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Fine tree list, I have that.
No, nor do I have my electronic files before I went on military leave, so... Oh.
As far as the,
yes, Stu, go ahead.
If I could just add, as far as the trees on Main Street, there are some that really need to come out because they're starting to lift the sidewalk and such. And as far as putting replacement trees in there, we could probably get a list of slow growing or dwarf trees or something, because they're so big, they're starting to cover up the building. So I don't think any of the building owners are going to be upset if we take those trees out and replant them, but it's going to be hard to get those roots out. But we should do something fairly quickly.
That's why I wanted us to maybe spend a little bit of money in this fiscal year before we get to next year to see what those trees are, because what you have to look for is not just dwarf, but you have to look at trees that don't spread roots, because that's the problem.
Exactly right. I think getting that, but budgeting money towards it is a good thing.
Yeah.
As far as getting the right type of trees. Yes.
So we've got how much left in the I&I from this year?
All of it.
All of it. So why don't we take and put 20K into doing the trees?
And we do have 20K in contracts and services that we've only spent 7,000 of. So we have 13,000.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get that done. So that we can make that a goal for next year, is to start, at the very least, start the replacement of the trees. So like where we have just the bricks, so the bricks can be pulled up so we don't have to tear up sidewalk. Yeah. We go for those trees first. Do the easy stuff first before we dive into the hardcore concrete.
Yeah. As far as my thoughts on there, instead of just saying trees, I just say the foliage on Main Street, because there's other things that probably need to be taken care of.
That's fine. No, that's great. Thank you, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
That fruit tree is never really cool.
Yeah, there are, so for example, you know, there's two kinds of bamboo.
There's a lot of different kinds.
No, there's only two kinds. There's taproot. Okay. Those are the ones that form in bunches. Okay. And they don't spread like wildfire. Other bamboo, they send their shoots out this way. And that's why you get this tree here, there, and that tree there. And you cannot contain them.
I have taproot bamboo there.
You want the clumpers that go this way instead of this way.
I was hoping they were going to go that way, but they haven't grown anywhere, but just there.
Yep, you got clumpers. Mm-hmm. But trust me.
I was trying to create a barrier between me and my neighbor.
Kind of would have taken over your neighbor's shoes in the process. Did that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Jackie, did that make sense?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it makes sense. My cats brought in a mouse and they were, anyway.
Is it dead?
Well, it is now. Okay, but yes, I was listening.
Okay. All right. Okay. What else, Doug? Anything else on this?
No, I just needed to identify our goals, and then we can get them published.
Okay, so do those five meet our criteria?
They meet. We didn't have sidewalks in there, which would address that.
Yep.
Pedestrian improvements.
Yep. Okay. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else, Stu? Anything else, Jackie?
I'm good. I'm just learning.
As I learned today, that's a good thing.
Move over trees and replace it with recommended trees and repair sidewalk support.
What is it? Yeah, under pedestrian.
Anything else, Stu?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Do you have anything else for this tonight?
Oh, there was one thing that I thought on the, it was talking about the, the goals. And there was one part that it said, enhance the downtown area to promote increased economic activity. And I just, I would ask or throw out, just increase the business area to promote economic activity for a goal. It's on.
I know what you're talking about. It's on page two.
Because of the fact that we have a Highway 20 and we have downtown.
Yeah, that's why we included it all in there. I'll be honest. I thought we just said business area, but thank you for that catch.
Yeah,
we probably need to edit that.
Yeah, if we could do that, hey, I'd be great with it.
Okay. Thank you, Stu.
Okay, thank you.
We agree with that edit?
Yes.
Okay, so Lisa, go forth and edit.
I don't know if I can edit without bringing it back to the URA.
Okay, then bring it on back to us.
Okay.
All right.
So that I do.
Anything else?
Negative.
All right, I'm about to wake Larry up. We're adjourned.